What tips mean in a cruise casino, the rules around them that most people learn too late, and one counterintuitive truth about asking for them. When new dealers sign their first cruise contract and see the base salary figure, the reaction is often the same: confusion followed by mild concern. The number looks low, sometimes much lower than what a land casino would offer for the same role. What the figure does not show is that for most cruise casino dealers, the base salary is not the job. The tips are. This is something the company or hiring agent usually explains during the onboarding process, but it is easy for the detail to get lost in the volume of information that comes with signing a first contract. Understanding how tips work in a cruise casino and the rules and dynamics that govern them is one of the more practical preparations you can make before stepping on board. Tips of the income. On most cruise ships, the staff who interact directly with passengers benefit the most from gratuities. Cabin stewards, restaurant servers, bar staff, and casino dealers all operate in environments where tips form a large and sometimes dominant portion of total earnings. The base salary exists, but it is the foundation rather than the structure. For casino dealers, the proportion of income that comes from tips is large. A good ship on a good itinerary, with an engaged passenger demographic, can generate tip income that far exceeds the base salary across the length of a contract. A quieter ship or a lower tipping demographic will produce less, which is part of why companies like Carnival operate tip pooling systems to create a floor for staff on lower performing ships while maintaining fairness across the fleet. Knowing this going in changes how you think about your contract. You are not accepting a low salary with tips as a nice supplement. You are entering a tip-dependent income structure where your conduct, your presence at the table, and the quality of the experience you create for guests are directly connected to what you earn. The tip bet, why you always take it. One of the first situations that tests a new cruise casino dealer is when a guest offers them the choice: take the tip as cash or let it ride as a bet on the next hand. It feels like a spontaneous, generous moment, and in the guest's mind, it probably is. The dealer wins either way, in theory. In practice, the answer is always to take the tip. The first reason is mathematical. The casino's house edge exists for a reason. It has been established and refined across decades of operation to ensure that over enough volume of play, the house wins. Betting your tip against that edge is betting your income against a system designed to absorb it. Your experienced colleagues already know this, and they take the money. The second reason matters more than the first. The tip does not only belong to you. In most cruise casino operations, tips are shared, either across the shift, the department, or the wider fleet, depending on the company's structure. When you bet a tip, you are betting money that your colleagues have earned alongside you. Winning occasionally does not change the math over time, and it does not change how the people you work with view the decision. The frustration from colleagues who watch a pooled tip get wagered away is real and justified. Some companies formalize this by explicitly prohibiting dealers from betting a tip when a guest offers the option. Whether or not your company has a written rule, the professional expectation is clear: take it. When the guest bets the tip without asking. A different situation and a different set of rules applies when a guest places a bet on behalf of the dealer without offering the choice first. In this case, the dealer did not make a decision to wager. The guest made it for them. The hand plays out, and the outcome is what it is. If the bet wins, the question of what to take, the original tip, the winnings, or both, is governed by your company's procedure. This is worth knowing before the situation arises rather than improvising at the table. Most companies have a clear policy. Ask about it during onboarding and keep the answer somewhere retrievable. Asking for tips, two different philosophies. The question of whether dealers should ask guests for tips is one of the clearer dividing lines between casino operations, and cruise lines fall on both sides of it. Some companies prohibit their casino staff from directly soliciting tips from guests at the table. The reasoning tends to be reputational. A guest who feels pressured or asked for money has a different experience than one who tips spontaneously, and the company prefers to protect that experience even at the cost of some gratuity income. Make sure you understand which side of this line your company falls on before you find out by making an error. The consequences of soliciting tips in a company that prohibits it can be serious. Other operations take the opposite position, encouraging or even requiring their dealers to prompt guests for tips. The thinking is direct. If dealers are tip-dependent, giving them the tools to generate income is reasonable and transparent. The experience of working in both environments over time leads to an observation that cuts against the intuition. The company that prohibits asking for tips tends to produce dealers who earn more in gratuities than the company that pushes them to ask. The reason is not complicated. A guest who tips spontaneously, without being asked, has had a good experience at the table. The tip comes from satisfaction. A dealer who has been trained to solicit tips is inserting a transaction into what should be an enjoyable interaction, and guests, particularly experienced cruise passengers, notice the difference. The result is often not more tips, but more uncomfortable moments and confused or mildly irritated guests who were enjoying themselves until the dynamic shifted. Creating an experience worth tipping for, running a smooth, warm, well-managed table where guests feel entertained rather than processed, is the approach that generates gratuities consistently and without friction. It takes longer to develop than learning to ask, but it is the skill that produces the better outcome over the length of a career. The practical summary. Understand your base salary for what it is, the floor, not the ceiling. Know your company's rules on tip betting and tip solicitation before you need to apply them under pressure. Always take a guest's offered tip rather than letting it ride. Treat every interaction at the table as the thing that determines your income, because over the course of a contract, it effectively does. The dealers who do best in cruise casino tip environments are not the ones who ask the most or who take the most risks with guest gratuities. They are the ones who make the table a place where guests want to stay, and who understand that everything else flows from that. The guest does not have to tip. Everything you do at the table is either a reason for them to or a reason not to.